Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. My God wastes nothing. Not my sorrows, not my wounds, not even my failures. That's awesome news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, By the Blood. This song is from my live worship recording called I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1. This song came to me on May 17th, way back in 1993. Now, several days before we were to record the live double album, I Belong to Jesus, I had the impression the Lord wanted to give me a song specifically to begin this recording with. I was also pretty heavy-hearted because of some of the circumstances surrounding the sabbatical I was in the midst of. At that point in my life, I began to just cry out to God and do all I knew to do, just declare the truth of the things I knew and held to be true, regardless of how my life may have seemed to be falling apart. God was faithful, and this declaration was born. I was cleansed emotionally to have received it. It was an amazing moment in my life, it really was. This song is great for doing battle with vain imaginations and presumptive thinking, stinking thinking I call it. After all, it is by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and not loving our life even unto the point of death that we overcome the enemy. That's Revelation 12:11. Let me read it to you again. And they overcame him, the enemy, because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death. Ephesians 2:13 says this, But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Sin separated us from our Father, from God. We were indeed very far off with an irreparable breach between us. But now in Christ Jesus, we have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Here are just a few of the benefits of the blood of Jesus just off the top of my head. See if they bear witness with your spirit. The blood of Christ Jesus brings me near to God. The blood washes me clean of all my sin. The blood makes me the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The blood seals my redemption from my old life. The blood seals the covenant between me and my God. The blood has the power to cleanse my thoughts and helps me renew my mind. The blood paid the debt I owed for my sin. Here's one of my favorite thoughts. The blood gave me a transfusion of a brand new identity. I've had a holy transfusion of a new identity, exchanging my old life for a new life in Christ. That's by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Christ gives me life. The blood of Christ gives me instant access to the Father, allowing me to come boldly before the throne of grace. The blood of Christ makes me an overcomer. Hebrews 10, verses 16 through 22 says this, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws upon their heart, and on their mind I will write them. He then says, And their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is forgiveness of these things, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, let me say that again. Since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, that's Jesus, let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That's awesome, y'all. Listen to this song and allow the Holy Spirit to remind you to take advantage of the power of the blood of Christ as it relates to your complete identity in Jesus.
If one of my children falls and gets hurt, I don't say, son or daughter, go clean yourself off, go bind up your own wounds, and then come back into my presence. I tell my child, come here, let me hold you, let me bind up your wounds, let me clean you off. That's why we need to come to the Father tonight. Let him be the one who reveals sin. Let him be the one to cleanse and heal. We just need to listen for his voice. And we need to be vessels of his will, And when he does reveal sin, let's confess it quickly and then just go on. I just encourage you to join me. I'm just going to let him touch my heart. And I'm going to try to touch his in a deeper way than I have before. There'll be times to sing, times to declare, times to just listen and receive, to rejoice, to dance. All I ask is that you let all you do just be an extension of your heart and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? I'd like to begin with just this little song of declaration. And just let me sing it over you, okay? Holy Spirit, would you fall on this place?
I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, crucified, rose again. And I believe he is reigning in power, the King victor over all sin. And I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and the life-changing power of his love. And I believe that without him I'm nothing, except by the power of his blood. It's the blood of Lord Jesus that washes me clean, by the blood of Lord Jesus that I was redeemed. It's the blood of Lord Jesus that paid my sin's price, by the blood of Lord Jesus I have new life. It's the blood of Lord Jesus that changed old and new, by the blood of Lord Jesus he lives his life through me. The blood of Lord Jesus to God reconciled, by the blood of Lord Jesus he made me his child. And I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and the life-changing power of his love. And I believe that without him I'm nothing, except by the power of his blood.
Father, apart from the blood we are nothing, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ we have everything. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for cleansing us. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for loving us that much by laying down your life for us and giving your blood on our behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 3, verses 21 through 26 says this, "But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed, for the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. The blood of Christ has sealed the deal for you as a new creation in Christ." Do you get that? The blood of Christ has sealed the deal for us as new creations in Christ. Use the truth of the power of the blood to help you renew your mind today. Today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful, awesome wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life with damage to my vocal cord and the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there. Through a wonderful new technology, I can do just that, but I really do need your help. The new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Would you mind checking it out and consider becoming a patron? That would mean a lot to me. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song By the Blood from the live recording I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else today, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.